From the Sky News Centre at 7. Donald Trump's threatening to sue the BBC for $1 billion unless what he calls defamatory materials retracted. He's angry about how one of his speeches was edited to suggest he was inciting violence before the January the 6th riots in Washington in 2021. Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch says the organisation needs a cultural shift.
We need to start looking at who is joining the BBC and whether they actually understand what impartiality is. This is not an issue that is of the left or of the right. All of us want truth, and understanding the facts need to be true is a critical reform.
A man's appeared in court accused of the murder of a woman in Birmingham city centre. 34-year-old Katie Fox was stabbed in a random attack on Friday night. A teenager who stabbed a 16-year-old to death at a New Year fireworks event has been detained for at least 16 years. Aris Lloyd Hall was the same age when he attacked Harry Pittman in Primrose Hill in North London in 2023. It happened after the victim bumped into another boy whilst play fighting. The Old Bailey judge, Mr Justice Kavanagh, read out a statement from Harry's family.
As a result of his murder, this young man was deprived of many years of happy and fulfilling life. The loss of a young man of promise at such a young age is particularly heartbreaking. Harry's mother said that Harry's absence leaves a void in their lives that can never be filled. Every day is a struggle.
A migrant who was returned to France under the government's one-in-one-out scheme has come back into the UK on a small boat. The Home Office says he was detained immediately and will be sent back as soon as possible. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been released from prison 20 days into his five-year sentence. He was jailed for conspiring to raise election funds from Libya. And the Celebrity Traitors will be back for a second series next year. The BBC says the final episode was watched by an average of 11.1 million people. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Buses in South and West Wales are set to be hit by 2 months of continuous strike action. First Company workers are planning to walk out again from the 20th of November in an ongoing dispute over pay. Already, services to and from Lanswick Major have been hit by 2 four-day stoppages. United unions accused the operator of failing to negotiate reasonably. A woman who was repeatedly raped by a Penarth man has thanked police after her attacker was jailed. William Adesanya was sentenced to 16 years following the assault at her Cardiff home. In a letter, the victim told South Wales Police that officers had shown kindness and compassion throughout a traumatic process. Councillors are meeting tonight to discuss the future of a school catering firm here in the Vale. A new report suggests the Big Fresh company is under increasing pressure from rising costs for food, energy and staffing. But Bed of Glamorgan Council says the arm's length operator remains financially stable. The findings are being discussed by the council's Start Well committee. Now, sport, and Dowie Lake will take over the Wales captaincy for the rest of their autumn tests. Ospreys teammate Jack Morgan has been ruled out after dislocating his shoulder in yesterday's 52-28 defeat to Argentina. It was more bad news for new head coach Steve Tandy following a record defeat to the Pumas in Cardiff.
It's always a blow to lose any player, but losing Jack, he was outstanding out there, and the try he scored was unbelievable from that distance. So yeah, it's a blow. Not only just the player, the man, but then it gives someone else an opportunity.
Football, and there's a slightly unusual draw for the semi-finals of the Nathaniel MG Cup later. Barrytown United will learn their opponents after reaching the last four for the second season running. But before the draw itself, the ball numbers will be decided by the outcome of a go-kart race.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information.
On the Vale's local radio station.
But nothing it is. No. Woo-hoo! was young. It's not my problem. It's not my problem.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So what have we got on today's action-packed show? So we're going to be looking at your Barry teams that have been involved in cup action in football. We're going to be taking a look at how they've been getting on in the league action. We're also going to be bringing you selected league results from your Vale teams in football. We're going to be dipping into rugby and seeing how your Vale teams have been involved in rugby in their last match before they stopped for the Autumn Internationals. We're also going to have a review of the Autumn Internationals, and you know me, really excited about international rugby being returned. So we're going to have a quick look forward to the next Autumn International that's taking place on Saturday. And we're going to have a look at how the Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. All that and more sport, here to come at Bro Radio.
When you wake up in the morning, and you're shadowed by the darkness of the night. When you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side. When you get a little lonely, when you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Barry Town United were in Cup action and they are through to the semi-final of the Nathaniel MG Cup for the second season running. And this follows a 2-0 win at Haverford West County. And the four-time winners are now hoping to go one better this season and aim to win the competition for the first time since the year 2000. With manager Steve Jenkins rang several changes following last Saturday's vital Cymru Premier win at Colwyn Bay, with Joe Thomas taking over from George Radcliffe in goal, while Yian Owen and Mikey George dropped to the bench, and Josh Bernard, Morgan Wigley and Owen Cutter, he stepped up to the starting lineup along with a return for Keston Davis. But kick-off at Bridge Meadow was delayed by 15 minutes following a road traffic incident before a goalless first half saw Ollie Holbrook go closest for Barry, heading over the bar from Wigley's cross. But the visitors went ahead 4 minutes after the break when Wigley stepped up from the penalty spot and made no mistakes past county keeper Ifan Nott for his second goal since joining from Cardiff City. And Dan Hawkins came closest to an equaliser for the hosts when his close-range header from Corey Shepherd's cross floated over the bar. But it fell to Yian Owen, scorer of two goals at Colwyn Bay on Saturday night, to double Barry's lead midway through the second half and secure a semi-final spot. Cymru South leaders Cambria United also remain in the hunt for League Cup glory after a shock 1-0 win at home to Britton Ferry, thanks to a cool finish from Will Fuller. And the holders New Saints continued their cup defence by knocking out Carnarvon on 3-0, while Llandudno beat Newtown 6-3 in an all-Cymru North clash at Latham Park. And then for Barry, the league then resumed on Saturday with them looking to maintain their bid for top six finish as they welcomed Flint Town United to Jenner Park. And that game ended scoreless. So it was another goalless draw in the Cymru Premier for Barry there. And it's the fifth time Steve Jenkins' men have drawn 0-0 in the league this season, with Barry missing the chance to return to the top half of the table. But Jenkins had rested several of his first choice regulars for the Nathaniel MG Cup win, with George Radcliffe then returning in goal along with Owen Cudahy, Mikey George and Elliot Richards. Notably, there was no place even on the bench for Morgan Wigley, despite his penalty in Tuesday's 2-1 victory. But Barry also held Flint to a stalemate when they last met in the league in September. But their first real chance came when Cudahy broke clear down the left flank before his well-crafted cross to the back post found Yian Owen, whose shot sailed just wide. Ben Hughes looked particularly dangerous for the Silkmen in the first half with his cross to Mikey Burke flicked wide of the post. Owen went close again when the loose ball was chipped over the bar, while Hughes nearly went from playmaker to scorer, only to misfire from close range. After the break, Robbie Wilmot was gifted possession from Flint's Jack Canavan before his 1-2 with Richards ended with a 20-yard effort going wide. And frustration set in, with Barry enjoying more of the clear-cut chances, while Flint, under manager Lee Fowler, were sensing they could earn something towards steering clear of the drop zone. Elliot Reeves overshot his volley from the edge of the box, and while Burke struck across the face of the goal from a Ben Wayne cross, as stoppage time ebbed away, referee Ben Williams waved off Barry's shouts for a penalty as Ollie Holbert ran into Isaac Lee. And that means Barry remains seventh and a point off the top six going into next Saturday's visit to Caer Castell, where Coniskey Nomads record a thumping 4-0 win over Penybont, who had their skipper Clayton Green sent off. And in the Adram Trophy, Barry Town United women are through to the quarterfinals following a 3-0 win over Cascade, and it marked their first win under new manager James Fishlock, who took over at Jenner Park last month following the departure of Stevie McCarthy Campbell. The hosts made two changes from last week's league defeat at Cardiff City, with goal scorer Daniel Broadhurst leaving the club to rejoin Gwalior United, now led by former Barry boss McCarthy Campbell. Chelsea Cochran, who was also sidelined, with Sienna Stone and Becca Thomas taking their places in the starting 11. Facing a potential upset against second-tier opposition, Barry were forced into an early substitution when Anharad Beeman was forced off injured after just 8 minutes, with academy product Evelyn Ingram taking her place. There were a few clear chances overall in the first half, with Kira Harris shooting just wide from India Shanahan's cross, while Olivia Townsend's powerful effort for the visitors hit the post. But Barry took full advantage in the last 5 minutes when Thomas turned her marker to find Shanahan unmarked in the box, who volleyed home past Holly Williams on 41 minutes. The Cascade defence were again found wanting 3 minutes later as Kira Harris headed home Lucy Atwood's cross to make it 2-0 to the hosts. And Barry didn't need to wait long to wrap up the win with another fine move from Atwood, who fed Thomas to slot home just 4 minutes after the break. Cascade struggled to reply in kind, and while chances were again at a premium for the rest of the second half, Barry had done enough to win their first game under new management, and Fishlock will be seeking his first Adram Premier win at the third time of asking next Sunday when they entertain Aberystwyth Town. And up next on Bro, we're going to be bringing you the Cymru South results and selected results from your football teams around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
At Bro Radio, we're supporting the Vale Council's Santa's Cause, a gift-giving campaign which aims to provide a gift for every young person in the Vale who may otherwise go without at Christmas.
Whilst Christmas should be a time of happiness and celebration, for many families in the Vale, it can be one of great stress, anxiety and sadness, with 1,500 children likely to receive support from social services. We need your help.
You can donate to help teams shop for exactly what a child wants to find under the Christmas tree. Spread the word by sharing the campaign on social media, or if you're a business or organisation, you can also get involved.
Find out more at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/Santa's Cause.
A space to prepare for the day ahead. A place to relax after a hard day at work. Or simply somewhere to wash away your worries. Discover award-winning bathrooms from award-winning designers at the Tap End Bathrooms in Pontyclun. We're your local bathroom studio, and whether you're renovating your existing bathroom or planning a new build, the Tap End design bespoke bathrooms, shower rooms and ensuites of distinction. For design inspiration, follow us on the socials or visit thetapend.design.
Planning to move house in the new year? Then set the wheels in motion today with Chris Davis Estate Agents. We've three offices across the Vale and we'll give you an honest valuation designed to get you moving fast. Now's the time to get those photos taken too, so we can get your property listed on Rightmove, On the Market and Zoopla quicker than you can sing Auld Lang Syne. Let our family move your family. Search Chris Davis Estate Agents.
No matter the weather, get a 5-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather with Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance, I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise, I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good, we'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. Miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Lantwit Major fought back to win a 2-2 draw at home to 10-man Newport City in the Cymru South. So Major have extended their unbeaten run to 5 games in the week that manager Carl Lewis and striker Jack Bevan were nominated for the league's monthly awards. The Steelmen went ahead at Windmill Lane on 29 minutes when Rhys Kavanagh struck from ex-Barry teammate Kay McLagan's assist. Kavanagh, who spent 2 years at Jenner Park, struck again past Lantwit keeper Riley Allen deep into stoppage time of the first half. But the game was turned on its head when City's Danny Hillman was sent off for a second yellow card. Cuffy Rowe replied with his fourth league goal of the season on 81 minutes before sub Josh Jones provided the equaliser from Tom Stokes' cross just 3 minutes later. So Lantwit remained 10th in the table before going to Friday night's visit to bottom club Cumbrian Celtic, who are still without a win or a point after 13 games so far this season. And also in the Cymru South, Cymru Reilly, they lost 3-2 at home to Cambrian United. A first half strike for Hall Davis for the home team put Cymru Reilly up at the break. A Liam Eason penalty brought the sides level, but Jack Ashford restored the lead for the home team. But 2 quick goals from Jarrad Wright and Danny Birch snatched 3 points away from Cymru Reilly. So Cymru Reilly currently sit 5th in the Cymru South, and next they have a home game to Aberystwyth Town. But also on Saturday, Cardiff Airport were in action and they were away to Cluddock Football Club. And they won that game 2-0. It was a goalless first half, but second half goals from Theo Richards and Jack Davis confirmed the win. So Cardiff Airport currently sit 5th in their league and they're next at home to Tafts Wells. Ely Rangers, they lost 3-0 away to Pencoed. It was an Oliver Amos scored first, followed by Aaron Hawkins. But also in the first half, Rudy Butler saw red. A late Charlie Jones goal rounded off the game. So that leaves Ely Rangers 6th in the league. And next, they are at home to comeback Royal Stars. And Dinas Powys, they didn't have a game on, but they are next at home to Penygraig. And next, here at Bro Radio, we're going to be bringing you the domestic rugby that took place around the Vale on the weekend. Here at Bro Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to move our action to rugby and we're going to look at the Vale's domestic games that took place on the weekend. So Barry were beaten 57 points to 28 at Division 1 frontrunners St Albans in their last Admiral League game before the November break. This was a vastly improved performance on previous week's disappointing loss to Rhydfelen, with Barry picking up a well-deserved try bonus point from a match which initially promised much but got away in the last 20 minutes. And this was against the team chasing promotion in Division 1 East Central. Barry were ahead at the interval and stayed very much in the game, well into the second half, hitting back with their fourth try to cut the Buns lead to just 5 points before injuries tilted the balance in favour of the hosts, who then accelerated away. And after a fast-paced first half, Barry were 21-19 ahead at the break. And following two early second-half tries by the Buns, they hit back to trail 33-28 on the hour before St Albans responded with 24 unanswered points. The host cause was considerably helped by Barry's high penalty count, although some of the infringements are far from obvious, but they did prove costly as the Bombers lost territory in good attacking positions or were forced to defend deep. So, and this was on a Remembrance weekend, so prior to the match there was a minute silence observed, and Barry would also pay in tribute to Andy Jameson, a former player and long-serving member of the committee, who was integral part of the administration and continued survival and growth of the club. St Albans were paying tribute to Jimmy Pratt, one of the founders of the club's mini and junior section. But Barry are now next in action on Saturday, December the 13th at Abercynon, and that follows the international break, but their scheduled December the 6th home fixture has been postponed as Caerphilly have a Division 1 cup tie. And also in the Admiral League, Penarth remain on top despite being held 29-all draw at home to Llanarran. The visitors, who had raced into a 19-point lead despite first-half tries from the Bears, from Ben Jones and George Roberts. Tom Griffiths went over for the hosts in the second half, but the last kick conversion from Rhys Dauncey saw Llanarran take 3 points from the Athletic Ground. Cowbridge home game with Porth Harlequins in Division 2 was postponed and will be rearranged at a later date. And in Division 3, a strong second half performance guided Llantwit Major to a 41-26 home win over Fairwater, while Dinas Powys crashed to a 77-5 defeat to Llantrisant. Openarthians, who were narrowly edged out 31-28 at home to Coiradhilly in Division 5, while Sully Sports were beaten 41-21 at St Peter's Athletic in Division 6. And in the WRU Women's Championships on Sunday, Openarthians won 50 points to 14 at Unisable. And for all the domestic season, that resumes now on December the 6th, with cup action for Penarth and Cowbridge, while the lower leagues return in action on the same day there. So that's your domestic rugby action for now. But there was a little matter of the first autumn international that took place on Sunday. Okay. It was a little bit of a roller coaster of emotions. It started off with a oh no, as Argentina raced into a 14-0 lead, and then Wales sort of they scored two tries, and it kind of went maybe, and then. It was kind of it too quick for me. It was two quick tries at the end of the second half, and it was a fabulous kick as well from a second rower to set up the last try of the half for Argentina as well. And we can't really take anything away from Argentina. I think they did play well. We've got to remember that they are sixth in the world ranking, so they're 6 points ahead of Wales. But I don't think it was all doom and gloom for Wales. I mean, a fabulous break by Dan Edwards, and it was a last minute ankle tap that I think was a try saving tackle in the second half, and it was one of those where when Jack Morgan had gone over, I was like, oh, if we can get something quick again, there would still be 20 minutes to play, and we'd only be 10 points behind, but it wasn't to be. I think again it was playing in the wrong areas, and for me, when Ben Thomas tried that no look pass to Thomas Williams, and it was intercepted by Argentina, and they run away with it, the game was kind of over there when it was 28-45. I didn't really see much of a way back in then for Wales. If that hadn't gone over, it would have been, I think it would have been a grandstand sort of finish potentially, and the Argentina's last try on 17 or 9 minutes, I think for me makes the score look worse than it was, with a full time score of 28-52. It didn't fully feel like a 28-52 two game on there. There were some bright things that came out of it. I think the lineouts were better. I mean, anyone who's watched sort of Welsh rugby knows that potentially the lineouts couldn't get much worse on there, but they looked a bit more solid. They looked pace there. You could feel the lift in the stadium as well when Rhys Ahmed came on, and don't mind him trying them kicks over the top to try and get on the end of it. But it's certainly, you can certainly see he's been away from rugby for 2 years and he's been trained in the NFL, because he certainly looks like he's put a bit more muscle on there, and it looked like his tackling, for me, his tackling and defensive work was much better than when he went away on there. But we didn't really get to see him with the ball in his hand with a bit of space in front of him to really see what he can do. And he's been away from the international scene for two years now, so you know, we can't expect him to come straight back in and lighten the way up. I think maybe the negative is Jack Morgan scored a cracking try, but it looks like has potentially done some damage to himself there. So you know, we wish him all the best on there as well. But it was a loss. But I don't feel like I did with previous losses. I still feel there's green shoots of recovery starting there, and it could be my rose-tinted glasses on there. But we go again next week, and this is on Saturday against Japan, who was the last international team we beat on there as well. So Eddie Jones again in the stadium, I'm sure he's going to get a rousing response from the rugby fans in the stadium. But let's just hope for the performance again. And I think it will gel. I think it will click. And this was Steve Tandy's first international game as well. So, you know, he's kind of learning where his players are as well. I think looking forward to other games. I think Scotland did well against New Zealand. New Zealand weren't quite clicking like the New Zealand that we've seen in the past, but they'll have another game before they play Wales. So potentially, have they got a chance? I think they've always got a chance. But again, massive rose-tinted glasses there. But then we just need to look at what Italy done to Australia, and that's a cracking win there for Italy there as well. And Argentina, they play in the rugby championship, so they're regularly playing against sort of New Zealand, Australia and South Africa, so they're no walkovers. As I said, my take from the game, I think the scoreline flatters them just a little bit, especially with that last try going over. But there's certainly positives to take from Wales there as well. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be having a look at how Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
What's in the box?
With Daniel Matthew Estate Agents.
We're doing double calls all this week on What's in the Box as we look to get closer to our answer to what's inside. Here's what our two callers guessed early this morning.
A toffee apple.
A toffee apple, okay. What made you think a toffee apple?
Was it when we had Halloween, like?
I was thinking it might be a Christmas decoration, because this is an ongoing thing, and I think it might take us right up to Christmas.
You can register to play What's in the Box tomorrow morning on Vale Breakfast. The prize pot currently stands at £325 at broradio.fm/box.
Bro Radio's What's in the Box with Daniel Matthew Estate Agents, your local property experts. Pop into their office at 14 High Street, Barry, or visit danielmatthew.co.uk.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online. Bro Radio.
To do with me, and I want.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Elite Hockey League, Cardiff Devils had two games that we're going to have a quick look at. And their first one was against the Belfast Giants, and it was a thriller with an end-to-end tussle, and that was on Friday. Brett Pulini and Ben Davis scored to give the Devils a handy lead, but Nicholas Gay got the Giants on the scoreboard before the end of the first period, and goals continued to flow in back and forth in the second period. Brandon Whistle equalised for the Giants, only for Josh McDonald and Cole Sanford to re-establish a two-score lead. But the final power play goal by Jordan Kouachi meant the Giants would go into the final period just 4-3 behind. And neither side could find a crucial goal to edge in an edgy third period until the dying moment. Giants went for an empty net in search of trying to get a goal to extend the game, but the Devils won possession and Sanford struck his second of the night to seal a 5-3 win. And then on Sunday, the Devils were then playing Sheffield Steelers, and the Devils won that game to move ahead of the Sheffield Steelers and into second spot in the Elite Hockey League, and they did it impressively, winning 4-0. The Devils raced to a 2-0 lead inside the opening 4 minutes through goals from Josh McDonald and Ryan Barrow. Christoph Kontos and Steve McLean extended the Devils' lead in the second period, and despite the Steelers, the visitors held on, and the Devils next face Glasgow Clan on Friday the 14th, and they visit Dundee Stars the following evening. So on Friday and Saturday, the Devils are in action. And what does that mean for the league? So yes, the Devils are up to second in the league. They're on 15 points. They're a point behind Nottingham Panthers, but the Nottingham Panthers have played a game more. Sheffield Steelers have played the same amount of games as the Devils, and they sit in third, 2 points behind. And Manchester Storm, again, they've played nine, and they're on 12 points in fourth. Fifth and sixth, so Glasgow, Clan and Belfast Giants, they're on... they've played a couple of games less, so they're on 8 games and 7 games. And it's Dundee Stars are the ones to keep a little eye out for. They may be ninth in the league and only got 3 points, but they've only played 6 games. So they've got 3 games over Cardiff and 4 games over some of the other teams in the league. And we know how it can turn round very quickly there. So it looks like after a little bump in the road for the Devils, they've back to winning ways, and it'd be great if they can win their next 2 matches just to secure their positions and where they are in the league. But next, we're going Pro Radio, we're going to be looking forward to the final two World Cup qualifiers that Wales take part in during this international break, coming up here at Bro Radio.
Do I?
is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And there's an important international break for Wales in their pursuit for World Cup qualification as they aim to make it to the second World Cup in as many chances for 2026 USA or America. I'm not sure if they're calling it America 2026 or USA 2026. I have to look at how people are saying that. But currently how their qualifying group stands, so Group J, with Belgium topping it with 14 points from 6 games, North Macedonia second with 13 points from 7 games, and Wales third with 10 points from 6 games. There is Kazakhstan and Liechtenstein in the thing, but they can't really make any impact on qualification. So what does this mean? So before a ball was kicked, I remember speaking about where I think Wales will finish here, and I was talking about Belgium probably topping the group, Wales coming second, and maybe North Macedonia coming third, with Liechtenstein finishing bottom of the group. Now, North Macedonia are a very good team, and they've proved it. They've beaten Italy in the not too distant past on there, but I didn't expect it to be as close as this. So Wales do have 2 games. So on Saturday, and it's a big sporting day on Saturday, we've got Wales playing rugby against Japan, and we've got Wales away at Liechtenstein. Now, currently how it stands, it is Belgium play Kazakhstan and Wales play Liechtenstein. So what's probably going to happen is Belgium are going to beat Kazakhstan, and they're going to move to 17 points, which means that they will be 4 points clear of North Macedonia, so North Macedonia cannot take them over. Now, if you would hope that Wales would beat Liechtenstein, they're the bottom of the group, they've played 6, lost 6, so you would hope that they would, the Craig Bellamy's side could go out and do that. Now, if they win, then Wales will go to 13 points. However, they would still be currently third because they have a, there's currently a six goals difference in the goal difference. So North Macedonia are plus 9, Wales are plus 6. So if Wales beat Liechtenstein by only a couple of goals, we'll still stay third, but it'll be on goal difference, and we would have all played the same amount of games. But again, if Belgium win, Belgium have won the group. If Kazakhstan can pull off a miracle and hold Belgium to a draw or beat them, then Belgium will either stay on 14 points or 15 points, which means Belgium will be top of the table on 14, North Macedonia on 13, and Wales on 13, all after playing 7 games. But then we turn our attention to the final game of Group J, and that sees Belgium top of the table against Liechtenstein, who are bottom of the table. And you would probably say that would be a Liechtenstein, another loss for Liechtenstein. So let's just say Belgium have won the league. However, Wales play North Macedonia in the last game for this qualification to go into second place. Now, second place gets you potentially a better chance to qualify through to the Football World Cup. But they play each other. They play each other in Cardiff, so it's home for Wales, which is great because they'll get the support of the fans behind them. But that will be, if Wales can beat Liechtenstein, they will both be on exactly the same number of points. Obviously, a draw would not be good, would not help Wales there, because they would stay on the same number of points, and North Macedonia would be ahead on goal difference. So it would only be a win. So if they win their next 2 games, they will go second in the league, and that's kind of where I think that they would have ended up. But in international football terms, it's a really exciting end to the end to the qualifying campaigns, really. I think once we see what happens on Saturday, it'll jiggle out just a little bit more, and next Monday I can get us really excited for the final Tuesday game, because we'll know exactly what needs to be done and what we need to do. But I think Wales know that they just need to win two matches there. But is there a sport around the Vale that you think I should be talking about that I'm not? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. And I could be talking about the sport in the Vale that you think I should be talking about, or the people of the Vale should know about. But up next on Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with The Evening Show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
Want to know about the health and wellbeing services available to you in your local area and across Wales? Then take a look at Dewis Cymru today. From youth clubs to walking groups, exercise classes to help with shopping, Dewis Cymru offers up-to-date links and contacts to local groups, events, support and care services that can help improve your health and well-being. Find out about all the ways Dewis Cymru can help you and your loved ones at dewis.wales today.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centred treatment. Call to book on 01446 677111. Or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
Why have a white Christmas when you can enjoy a silver Christmas at Fonmon Castle? Our silver Christmas experience is back, and it's bigger, brighter and more magical than ever before. We've twinkling festive gardens, an enchanting Christmas story trail, live shows on the castle balcony and in the ice dome, plus Jurassic Wales, where dinosaurs meet Christmas. Tickets are on sale now, so check dates and prepare for the best Christmas ever at fonmoncastle.com.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.